This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act, introduced last week by U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse and California Rep. Zoe Lofgren, is aimed at reforming the ag labor system in the U.S. and streamlining the H-2A visa program. Newhouse says this bipartisan legislation is something everyone can get behind.
I'm very pleased that we are at this point, particularly because something that's true in Central Washington is true all over the country, and that is almost every farmer I talk to, their main concern is having an adequate legal workforce, having enough people to work on the farm to allow them to realize and maximize the output of their farms.
And when all is said and done,
I think that this will provide us with a legal workforce and a predictable wage rate and adequate things that the agricultural industry needs as it relates to ag labor.
Newhouse says these are changes the ag industry has needed for a long time.
This is a significant step we're taking, though, I wanted to say. We have not passed major ag labor reform in this country since 1986.
Many ag stakeholders and farm worker advocates have expressed broad support for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act since its introduction last week. Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.